There was an old viejo who would walk along the plaza, dragging one foot behind him, and he wore a crushed, sweat-grimed Stetson, which he'd take off his head sometimes and roll up and stick under his arm. And he had a hand-carved cane in his other hand, and he had a round face, and he had large eyes. And the eyes were socketed in such a strange way that he looked in different directions when he stared you in the eyes. One day, I walked up to him and I said, "Tell me a story," because I knew he had one. And he took his hat off and he rolled it up like a newspaper and stuck it under his arm. And he looked me in the face with his eyes going in two different directions. And he said, "On my grandmother's soul, this story is true." And his eyes roved all over the sky. And then he came back to me and he said, "Did you ever hear of Jesus on horseback?" And I said, "No." "Well," he said, "once when I was a little boy, very, very sick, there was a man who came to the door of our house. Big man, and he had a big white horse, 10 hands high. And my grandmother was taking care of me, and she came to the door and opened it. And surrounding this man was a ring of light, such as you see in Santa Fe after a big rain and the sun comes out behind the clouds. And the man walked in as if invited, and my grandmother backed away from him because she saw this was no ordinary human being. He said he was Jesus Christ. He came to my bedside, and he kneeled down, and he held my hand. And I looked up, and I saw that he was a very tall man, because even kneeling, he was 3 times taller than any normal man would have been. And he had snowy white hair that hung down past his shoulders, and a yellowy white-colored beard, and pale blue eyes. But when I looked deep into those eyes, they sparkled and became golden pools of light. Looking at his face was like dreaming, because when you looked at him, you forgot where you were or who you were, and you were lost in time. And I had a bad fever, and I remember that I was sweating. And when the man touched my temple, I remember that his fingers were very cold, so very cold. And he reached into his pocket, and he took out a little carved root, reddish in color. And he said the root was Kachana root. My grandmother backed away, pressed her back against the wall. She looked frightened. But I wasn't afraid, because the man was so cool and calm. And when I looked into his eyes, I forgot I was myself. And he took the Kachana root, and he rubbed his thumbnails against it, and he sprinkled a little of its dust on my face. And then I dreamed I was riding that man's horse. And the horse would rear up into the air and paw with its hooves and then spring into the sky and gallop upon the air, using the clouds for its fields and hills, with its mane streaming back and its tail whinnying in the wind. And in the morning when I woke up, my grandmother said I was all well. And I asked her, "What was that strange root that the man had?" And she said, "In Spanish it means blazing star. Witches use it. But to this day, I think that man was Jesus on horseback."